Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back. And Cameron in Connecticut pledges 100. Kelly from Texas pledges 100. And Frank in Cleveland pledges 25. Thank you, thank you. We're going to listen to a little bit from the, there you go, from the Greg Reese report, talking about the banker insiders. These, you know, they just never stop. And folks, you say, what? They just keep coming. The whole idea is to demoralize you. But you can't be demoralized. Remember who you are, okay? And this is your opportunity to demoralize the enemy. Go for it. Be back after this.
German banking economist Richard Werner was selected as a global leader for tomorrow by the World Economic Forum in Davos in 2003. Here, he tells us an insider's view of what to soon expect and says the only way to survive the Great Reset is for us to immediately begin setting up our own banking system.
In each domicile, they should be locally set up and authorized by the local regulators. And it's a profitable investment. Banking is profitable. Yeah. So the investors would get a return while the local community would get a return. And it's a way of delaying, perhaps even preventing the introduction of CBDCs. They have, you know, they have literally delayed their agenda because I think it's so important to them. They've been very careful about the timing and they've, let's wait a little longer. Let's have this crisis first. Oh, let's have COVID first, you know, soften them up. But they've delayed because the technology was already ready around 2015 to roll out. Mm. And what people don't mention is, what do these CBDCs actually look like? You know, at the moment, there's a bit of talk about this being phone-based apps. And yes, that is the initial phase. But what was already ready around 2015 is the ultimate goal, what they really want. Apparently, I was told by a central banker, is, you know, CBDCs looks like a small grain of rice that they want to put under your skin, which is, in my view, a violation of human dignity. And they realize there is a hurdle. So to get people to accept this, there will be, you know, why suddenly are all the billionaires saying, let's have universal basic income? Because the story is going to be, oh, now we've created this vast unemployment and disruption and crises. Well, we need universal basic income. You will get 2,000 euros into your account every month. But of course, to run this efficiently, we need to use the latest technology. So, you know, you need the CBDC chip implant. But how many people will say, okay, fine, 2,000 pounds, 2,000 euros, you know?
A surprising proportion, shockingly, obviously, to me or yourself, but we've seen years ago in Sweden, there has been a substantial small minority take-up of what's currently much larger. It's kind of like a little cylinder in stainless steel, I guess, maybe it's titanium or something. And they are doing it because they just want to. They want to be early adopters of this nonsense. So if anyone's listening and that sounds fanciful or conspiracy theorish, the fact is in Sweden, they are taking it up and in other places, and that's not coming out of nowhere.
The Bank for International Settlements recently published a report called Blueprint for the Future Monetary System, Improving the Old, Enabling the New. This report proposes that a central bank digital currency will serve as the new reserve currency and calls for the digital confiscation of all physical property by assigning every real-world item its own unique digital token, which will contain rules on how each item can and cannot be used, so that each person can be controlled and conditioned directly by the central bank. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Alrighty, we are back, and Maryland and Illinois pledges 1,500. Thank you, Maryland. And Tom in Illinois pledges 100. Can we get some people to match Maryland? Can we find some people that would match Maryland? Folks out there, I'll tell you what. Here, look. I've already pledged twice this week. I pledged $1,000 two nights in a row. And really can't afford to pledge to match Maryland. But on the other side of that, I can't afford not to. And by gosh, if Maryland has enough faith in us and what we're doing here, and the cause. It's not us, it's the cause. The cause is a righteous cause. It's a righteous cause. We're fighting for God and country. We continue to be the voice of the Christian resistance. All of these many years, we've never compromised. And if Maryland has got that much faith in us, well, in the cause of Christ, I'm going to match it. I'm going to match that 1,500. And then I'm asking some people out there to match it, to match Maryland and myself. I'm asking you out there to match it. If you have, what do you think? Is your country worth it? I remember one time I was doing a wedding, and a couple come to me and they asked me, what do you charge? This fellow was, I don't know, he was one of those fellows that was really, you know, he wanted to make sure to, you know, to dot every I and what do you charge? I said, I don't charge to marry you. You know, if you want to give me a donation, great, okay. We'll take it, you know, make a donation to the church. Well, he asked me again. Then finally they were together, and he wanted to have everything in order. One more time, as we were sitting there with his bride-to-be and me, he said, what do you charge? I said, you know what? I says, whatever she is worth to you, whatever you think she's worth to you, that's what you pay me. Now, you ought to have seen the look on her face when she looked at him. And you ought to see the look on his face. I never seen a guy get so red so quick, okay? But, folks, what is your country? What is your freedom worth to you? That's your question. What is your freedom when you look at your children and grandchildren? What are they worth to you? That's why we're here. It's hard because we only have 1 week out of a month, and we don't want to be talking about money, you know, for 30 days a week. We hate to do it. I don't like doing it, but we have to because we have bills to pay. And you wouldn't believe how many people we help out at the Doers of the Word Baptist Church in this ministry. Because we really do. I mean, we really, really do believe in God's Word, the Bible, and we hold to it. And I mean, you say, Pastor, why do you say that? Well, because today there is so much symbolism over substance. There is so much that's not really real. You've got so many places out there today where there's no boldness in the pulpit. There's no courage in that pulpit. Folks, and there's instead of churches, there are social clubs, country clubs, where the idea is to come here, we'll keep you comfortable, we won't ask you to do anything, we'll tell you how much God loves you and how much God wants to do for you. You just keep putting money in the plate, and we'll make you comfortable. That's not what it's about. This is why the title of the church is called Doers of the Word. We really do. I mean, we really, really do believe and being doers of the word, not just hearers only. So who can match? Can I get a match? Can I get a $1,500 match? What about this? Can I get a $1,000 match and somebody else in $500 match? Can we get that? Can we get someone to match for $1,000? I've done that third time this week. And someone to match for $500. Someone to match Maryland for 1,500. The numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Now, here, you know, they keep coming up with all of these strange terms and names and things out there today. And, of course, now we see that the totally insane, I mean, should we say mentally challenged? And I'm not being mean or nasty, it's true. The Bible calls them simple-minded. The Democrats want to pass legislation to take out the word husband and wife or mother and father. They don't want it in any of the textbooks or any of the government forums. They don't want those words, husband or wife, mother or father. Well, folks, that's insanity. That's simple-mindedness. And here today, they have other names, and for certain women, they're calling them Karens. Now, I happen to know several Karens, in fact, and the ones I know are all nice ladies. But here, Karens is supposed to be women that are overbearing and women that are full of themselves. At least that's what I get if I read these articles from here. This is from the Gateway Pundit. Prison Karen. Ghislaine Maxwell having a hard time behind bars. She's scolded for not showering. Wants to be moved to an FCI Danbury Club Fed. She wants to go to one of the federal prisons, the country club prisons. Ghislaine Maxwell. Any kind of association with Jeffrey Epstein's influence peddling and sex trafficking ring has lately become a stain that is difficult to wash away from one's reputation. Just how difficult is it to carry the legacy of an association with his crimes can be gathered by the misfortunes of Ghislaine Maxwell. Behind bars, his most famous accomplice, and the only one that has faced any repercussions, is so afraid to be targeted, she can't even brave taking showers. Now I can see why she might not want to take a shower. That's right. What she is known for, what she's done to all those young girls, huh? Disgraced socialite Ghislaine Maxwell is constantly in hot water with the FCI Tallahassee Prison Administration ever since she used the prison video visit system to give an interview, claiming that the infamous photograph of Prince Andrew with Epstein's victim, Virginia Guffrey, was a fake. After lodging over 400 complaints, she has earned the nickname Prison Karen in the low-security federal prison where she is serving a 20-year sentence. Well, you know what? There's another guy. And believe me, folks, it's gotten to the point that within the Democratic Party elite, if you're not, you know, if you're not a pedophile, you're nobody within the Democratic Party elite. That's what it's come to nowadays out there. Billionaire Democratic funder and guest to Epstein's Island and Epstein's townhouses donates $700,000 to Joe Biden's campaign. That's right. In the 2017 special election for U.S. Senator in Alabama, Democrats ran a smear campaign against Judge Roy Moore. Oh, I remember that. I went down to be with Judge Moore. He was a friend of mine, and Facebook allowed it. Yeah, well, that's why one of the reasons I'm not on Facebook, and I know a lot of people keep trying to get me up on Facebook, and Facebook's been trying to get me on Facebook, but I don't go on Facebook. I don't like Facebook, and I don't trust Facebook, and I've seen what they've done to people like Judge Moore. Fake book had no problem with smear campaigns. The Democratic Communists took the Russian model and ramped it up times a million. LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman, I'm looking at that, and again, that's another one I don't go on, LinkedIn, donated $100,000. I'm looking at this guy here, $100,000 to the pedophilia cause. Democrats later admitted to the disinformation campaign. They won the Senate race in Alabama. In 2018, Reid Hoffman took part in another deceptive campaign and was a top donor of an alleged Republican Never Trump woman's PAC. And around the same time in 2018, the Daily Caller News Foundation revealed Democrat operatives linked to Reid Hoffman used the same tactics in 2018 midterm to suppress GOP turnout in the midterm elections. Republicans lost the House, and Pelosi took the gavel. Reid Hoffman is a committed communist who likes to be involved in shady and not possibly illegal Facebook campaigns to mislead voters. Facebook allows this because he is a communist. In 2019, well, they use the word leftist, but a leftist is a communist, right? It's like, is it a Buick or is it a car? It's one of, you know, they're the same things, right? And so the 2019 Gateway Pundit reported that sex offender Jeffrey Epstein was often a guest at a dinner hosted by Reid Hoffman. And in May, the Epic Times reported that Reid Hoffman was a guest at Jeffrey Epstein's island home and his apartments in New York City. I don't want to even go into it. This article feels dirty in my hands because that's, again, it's gotten to the point that anybody that's anybody within the Democratic Party is known to be, or expected, at least expected to be, a pedophile. Okay, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Somebody asked me, what do you do? What's the answer, folks? Listen, it's not rocket science. God's word, the Bible's clear. Why do we keep telling the people, you folks, you Democrats out there, repent or perish, repent or perish. The Lord Jesus said, unless you repent, you too will suffer the same, you know, and say, we don't want to see you. Look, we don't hate you like you hate us. We don't hate you like you hate us. We understand. We feel sorry for you in a way because in your simple-mindedness, you're on a fast track to hell. It's almost like you're standing on the railroad tracks and you don't have enough sense to move when the train comes. I mean, folks, that's a reality. You don't, okay? There's not a real lot of future in being dumb. Peggy in Michigan pledges 50. Thank you, Peggy in Michigan. And Joe in New York pledges 100. Thank you, Joe in New York. Okay. 888-281-1110. That's especially with the credit cards. Oh, you know what? I never told the folks about the specials that they had. I got them here someplace. Well, I'll wait to the bottom of the hour and I'll tell you, too. You have to ask for them when you send in a donation. I had to move over there to find it. Let me see what it is here. This was the specials we had for this month. We had Perilous Times. Oh, that is a dynamite book by Dr. Bill Brady. He talks about the days we're living in right now. Everything that is happening, he was on top of this, and it's a big book. And he tells you how to navigate through these times. It's very, very informative. We ask a donation of 50. The Bible and the Blackboard. How to get your public school, how to deal with or navigate with your public school system. We're asking a donation of 15. American Awakening. That is a very good one by Senator Jim DeMint. And with a foreword by Marco Rubio, and he talks about how the first 2 years of the Obama regime, how Obama started the purge, how he purged 11 four-star generals, how he's the one that started putting these corrupt looking. It's like he sent a message to the gates of hell saying, send me your most corrupt people. I need someone extremely corrupt to run the Justice Department. I need someone extremely corrupt to run the FBI. Send me the most corrupt that you can find, and we'll put them in office. And that's what really took place, okay, folks? It was, and so he tells you, Jim DeMint, Senator DeMint, in this book. Then we have three CDs, three dynamite CDs, the songs that you like so much, you hear played. We have over 300 songs. that you hear played on this radio program, and each one of the CDs, I think, has got 19 songs on them. And they're the best of the best. And we asked 25 apiece, so we're all three for 60. Or you can get the whole package, everything, for a donation of 150 or more, and you'll save $45. But you have to ask for it. You have to ask for it. Now, if you're out there and you're destitute, you're broke, and this happens, we have people, and there would be at least one of these that you might want. Well, I got to tell you right now, we're very low on the perilous times in the American awakening, okay, but others we have, and you're destitute, but you'd like to have some of these, especially the CDs, and especially what we call the Bible Answer Book or the Little Red Book. Next to my Bible, that folks, is my best source of information. It is dynamite. All the topics in the Bible, it tells you right where to go, find the verses. We ask a donation of $25. But now you folks out there, too, if there's just one thing that you could get, if you're destitute and you couldn't afford anything, that would be the thing I would go for. That would be it, that Little Red Book. But anyhow, okay, the address that you would write to is WRWL Ministries. That's just WRWL Ministries. Wait a minute. Well, I'm having one of my nights. WRWL Ministries, 14781. I get it. Where's my Prevagen? 14781 Sperry Road. That's Sperry Road, Newberry. Newbury. That's Newberry. Newbury, Ohio, 44065. I'll give that again. If you wanted to send us a donation or write us, you can do that to 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. Or you can call us, too. But listen, if you don't get the newsletter, you really want the newsletter. I mean, we send out, if you get our newsletter, you know what I'm talking about, things that they do not want you to know out there. But anyhow, you can call at 440-338-1036. That's 440-338-1036 or 440-338-1367. And we can put you on that newsletter list or just send us your address. But now, in all these things we just told you, you have to ask for them because we won't send them to you unless you ask for them, okay? So, because we have people that will send us a donation and not ask it, then they'll say, well, I never got anything because you didn't ask for it. We don't send things to people that if they don't ask for it. Okay, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We got here, electric cars are a scam. Well, we've kind of been thinking along that lines to some degree, aren't they? And so it's got here, electric vehicle charging. And this is a parking lot at a grocery store in Mount Joy, Pennsylvania. And here, you've got two-hour parking, and you can charge your electric vehicle for 2 hours. And so, right now, let me see, where are we at? Okay, we are still 2,100 short. 2,100 short of our goal, folks. We have. Let me see, 20... We have 25 minutes, so we need about $100 a minute. About $100 a minute. Can we do it? Call us. The guys are sitting there looking at the phones. They're hoping that you'll call. I'm hoping that you'll call. I'd like to stay on your station. I really would like to stay on your station. But it's summertime, and it would really be bad if not only we aren't able to go back on the last six stations we went off of, but it would be really bad if we went off your station. Now, We get letters from people that listen to us on the radio now that they listen to us on the internet, they can't listen to us on the radio anymore, and they send us letters and they tell us they wish that they had donated or wish that more people had donated to keep us on their station because it was much easier to listen to us on the radio. Anyhow, the left likes to treat skeptics of electrical cars as if they were Luddites. Whatever, what is a Luddite? Truth is, making an existing product less efficient but more expensive doesn't really meet the definition of innovation. I kind of knew that. I knew that, right? Even the purported amenities and technological advances that electric vehicles makers like to brag about in their ads have been a regular feature of gas-powered vehicles going back generations. At best, electric vehicles, if they fulfill their promises, are, well, you might call lateral technology. Which is why there is no real emerging market for electric vehicles in the United States. As much as there is an industrial policy in place that props up electric vehicles with government purchase propaganda, state subsidies, cronyism, taxpayer-backed loans, and edicts, the Green Revolution is an elite-driven, top-down, technocratic project. And that's a generous term for it. And it's increasingly clear that the only reason giant rent-seeking car makers are so heavily invested in EV developments is that government is promising to artificially limit the production of gas-powered cars. In August 2021, Joe Obama Biden signed an executive order. Well, the executive order was to destroy the economy, to absolutely destroy the economy, to make you pay huge amounts of money for gas, and to totally destroy and use up our emergency oil supply that we have in this country. An executive order to target for half of all new vehicles sold in 2030 to be zero emission. California claims that it is banning combustion engines in all new cars in about 10 years. So car makers adopt business models to deal with these distorted incentives and contrive theoretical markets of the future. In today's real-world economy, Ford projects it's going to lose about $3 billion on electric vehicles in 2023, and bringing its electric vehicle losses to $5.1 billion over 2 years. In 2021, Ford reportedly lost 34,000 on every electric vehicle it made. This year, it was losing more than 58,000 on every electric vehicle. In a normal world, Ford would be dramatically scaling back electric vehicle production, not expanding it. Remember that the next time we need to bail out Detroit, now, then again, we already are bailing them out. I suppose recently the U.S. Energy Department led Ford, again, a company that loses tens of thousands of dollars in every electric vehicle it sells, just lent them another $9.2 billion of your taxpayers' dollars, right, folks, to keep pushing this con, this another scam, another hoax. Anyhow, there you go. Tony in Parma pledges 100. Thank you, Tony. 888-281-1110. Folks, we need to hear from you. ASP. Or 888-677-9673. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Gretchen with the Education Fund of Rights Life Action Coalition of Ohio. A yes vote on Issue 1 protects Ohio's Constitution from being shredded by special interests. A yes vote on 1 raises the bar to amend Ohio's Constitution from a weak, simple majority of 50% plus 1 to a strong majority of 60%. A yes on 1 requires signatures from voters in all 88 counties instead of just 44. Voters in all 88 counties will then determine if proposed amendments appear on the ballot. The League of Women Voters Ohio and the Ohio Democrat Party oppose Issue 1 and yet require a 60% vote to amend their constitutions. Why is Ohio's constitution held to a lower standard than theirs? A yes vote on Issue 1 ensures fairness and protects Ohio's constitution.
The doctor did our dirty work, so now we pay the bill. We thought he solved our problem, but our life's a living hell. I toss and turn in bed at night, 'cause God, it's hard to sleep. In my heart and in my mind I hear a voice that says to me, you could have took me fishing, Dad. You could have taught me how to swim. I could have made you proud of me. Now I'll never have that chance. I could have been your little boy, standing right there by your side. I could have been your pride and joy. Daddy, did I have to die? I never thought of it as right or wrong, but I think about it now. Oh God, I'd give my life if I could just turn time back somehow. I'd let him live and watch him grow. Oh, I'd buy him everything. But now he won't need a ball or bat. He'll never play one game. You could have been my hero, Dad. You could have done what daddies do. You could have rode me on your back. You could have taught me to tie my shoes. I could have grown into a man. I should have had my chance at life. We could have been the best of friends. Daddy, did I have to die? God, the choice of life belongs to you. It wasn't hers or mine. I know she feels the same way too. Sometimes I hear her cry. How can we ever be the same or live with what was done? Instead of these two broken hearts, God, we might have had a son. You could have been my hero, Dad. You could have done what daddies do. You could have rode me on your back. You could have taught me to tie my shoes. I could have been your little boy, standing right there by your side. I could have been your pride and joy. Daddy, did I have to die?
No, you didn't have to die. You didn't, and you wouldn't have had to if the pastors had done their job, if the pastors had boldly did what God had told them to do, that they would have resisted tyranny, that the pastor had marched on Washington, D.C., and put that court that was only supreme in its rebellion and its sin against God, if the pastors had had the integrity to be obedient, guess what? You wouldn't have had to do that, folks. That the baby wouldn't have had to die. And I've spent the last 50 years of my life fighting for the precious preborn children, because God's word, the Bible's clear. It's very clear. God kept dominion of man for himself. Okay. But anyhow, and that's one of the things that this radio ministry has done. This radio ministry is directly responsible for saving thousands, and I mean thousands, of precious babies, because we had led the fight. We had set out, had people on the streets, not just here, but across the country. And we're still fighting a fight. I mean, we're fighting, like I said, every day. We don't give up. 7 days a week, we're fighting. Right now, we need you to help us keep this fighting. Right now, we are about, about somewhere in the area, about 29. I'd have to take a look, see where we were just at. About 18. I think it's about 1,800 short of where we're at. So I want to say that Leo in Pennsylvania pledges 364. Okay. Joseph in Massachusetts pledges 100. And Maureen in Ohio pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so, folks, this is why we have to issue on August 8th. You've got to vote yes, but you've got to tell everybody you know. You've got to tell everybody you know. Planned Parenthood and the far the less left, they're pumping in tons of dirty, dark money. Tons of dirty, dark money into the state of Ohio. And if they get that, if they get to where they can amend our Constitution, folks, what are we talking about? We're talking about no restriction on baby killing at all. None. No restriction. Abortion right up to birth and after. What are we talking about? Pastor Hal, they're talking about this, your children, your 15-year-old daughters can go in and get mutilated, what they call trans surgery, without you even knowing about it. Without you even knowing about it, okay? Or they could go and kill your grandchild without you knowing about it. It's wicked to the core. It's absolutely wicked to the core. It's pumping more and more money into to pushing LGBTQ on people. It's evil, and it's right from the pit of hell. And don't tell me now, Pastor, they're not really bad people. They just don't know any. No, they're bad people. These are the same people that are behind this, that are in the child sex trade, the child smuggling, the human sex trade, folks. Believe me, they're the same people that are behind this. This is why it is important. You have to. We don't have the money they have. We don't have the money they have. We're depending upon you to get the word out. You've got to do that. And so on August 8th, vote yes on issue one. Now, here you've got, there's going to be a Truth and Light town hall. And so we got to be prepared to defeat Ohio's pro-death ballot initiative. And there's going to be three presenters, three sessions. And that's the fall of Roe. Now what do we do at the fall of Roe? Understanding the Ohio pro-death ballot initiative and the reality of abortion. And that's going to be held at the Chardon Christian Fellowship at 401 South Hamden Street in Chardon, Ohio. And that's going to be on Thursday, 1 week from today, in fact, July 27th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. It's free of charge, but there will be a free will offering. Now, also, I think you're going to have a lot of signs will be available. We've had a hard time getting enough signs to get out to match the opposition with the signs. So I think we're going to have a number of signs available right there, yard signs. So anyhow, mark your calendars. Don't miss it. And Lord's willing, I'll be there too. Now, let me see. What do we have here? Okay. So right now, it appears that we are about $1,500, about $1,500 short of having our goal for tonight. So we need just one more match of $1,500 to match myself or the lady from Illinois. All we need, $1,500, one more match. Pastor Hal, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. So, Pastor Hal, you know, when we were in the military, When I was in the military, the men wore pants, and the women wore skirts. They wore dresses and skirts in the military. I guess you would call them skirts and not dresses, unless it was like something formal. Then I guess they did have dresses. But if Millie and Austin had their way, the men would be wearing dresses. I truly believe, you know, they've been promoting the drag queen. Here, Department of Defense memo says trans soldiers. A trans soldier? Listen, no. I'm looking at this thing, and it don't look like a soldier at all. Unbelievable. On hormone therapy can skip deployment. Do you hear that? Transgender soldiers in the U.S. military who are in hormone therapy can skip deployments, according to the Austin and Millie's Department. I don't know. What do we call it? It can't be Department of Defense. Department of Offense. Offense, okay? That's what it is. Department of Offense.
Sickos.
Okay. And, you know, according to the last verse in Romans chapter 1, I believe that Austin and Millie made themselves be drag queens, according to that verse, because of their actions, because of what they've done. This raises obvious questions about the very idea of trans people joining the armed services, which is really a hot-button issue. Why should trans people get special treatment in this way? Breitbart News reports. Transgender soldiers.
Go ahead. I remember back when we was in the military, they wouldn't let sex perverts join the military because they looked at them as being security risks. Now they're trying to get them in.
Well, yeah, and it's you know, first of all, it's not natural. It is unnatural, and it's queer. And by the way, this is another thing, you know, it's right up there, the trends with the Easter Bunny or the Great Pumpkin, you know, or Peter Cottontail, whatever. You know, these people, 99% of these young people who are confused about their gender, they by the time they're in their teens, they're over it. This is evil. It's a sickness that is fed to sick minds, And I mean, it's unbelievable. Look what it's done. It's made, you know, the United States military was respected around the world. It was revered. And, you know, when you and I were in, we had honor. There was honor. There was integrity. We had a code of ethics and morals. Today, they have made it so dirty. They have just made it so dirty, haven't they?
They sure have. They don't need, you know, we don't need to worry about the Chinese attacking us. We let these perverts run our military and this government. We'll destroy ourselves. It'll be self-destructive.
And that's exactly what's happening. And if we don't get Biden out of there soon, if we don't get and take our country back, if we don't get replaced the DOJ and the FBI, if we don't get some decent people in the military, we're gone. We're imploding, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, in the Bible, it looked a number of times when Israel was being attacked by the enemy, when Hezekiah was there and Jehoshaphat later on, it looked like they didn't stand a chance, but they offered up prayer to God with true repentance and everything, and God worked a miracle. He had the enemy turn the sword on themselves in one place. Another place, he had an angel of the Lord kill 184,000 of the enemy that was coming against Jerusalem. And God can do the same with us. But the problem with us, though, the enemy is already within the wall, and not only within the wall, in the political power within the wall, which didn't happen back in those Old Testament days when they called on God to save them. But even though the enemy is already inside the gate and running things, God can still stop them in their tracks. And we need it. I'd like to just pray a quick prayer that God do that if I can.
Yeah, please go ahead.
God, please, dear God, the enemy, your enemy and ours, is destroying this nation. They're antichrist. They're killing babies, preborn babies. They're killing babies after they're born. They're killing old people. They're killing everybody in between with their poison shots, experimental vaccine shots. God, they're doing a genocide on the whole American public, and God, we need you to come to our rescue. We need America to turn to you in true repentance and ask you to save us, oh God. Back in 62, around there, God, they kicked God and prayer out of school, and look what's happened since then. They're teaching kids same-sex affairs are okay. The transgender bathrooms, they're getting kids to mutilate themselves. God, this is all satanic, and I just don't know how the American public has just stood there still and silent while their kids were being corrupted in these schools and put up with it. I don't know how what's wrong with the parents to put up with this stuff. But God, I just pray, the enemy is basically shaking their fist in your face right now, God, and they're daring you to do something. And God, I pray you bring down the hammer of judgment on the Democrat Communist Party, on the deep state, and all the people that are trying to destroy this country. God, I pray that your judgment would come down upon them now today and just stop their wickedness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks, Sal. Lou in Michigan pledges 100. Joanne from Brooklyn pledges 500. And Hector, I don't know where Hector's from, but he pledges 50. All right, very good. We're about 800 short of our goal, about 800 short. So, and we will be here till midnight. And so we're coming up to the time. How much time do I have there? Okay, we're going to be coming up for the time to give the invitation. Let me give the numbers out, folks. While Hal's giving the invitation, listen, many of you, we need for you, if you're saved out there, then give us a call. If you're saved, call at 888-281-1110. If you're not, listen carefully to what Hal has to say. And I want to thank you for calling and letting us know that you'd said that sinner's prayer with us last night. That means a lot to us, okay? Because, again, you know, what more can we, when we get to glory, what can mean more to us than to hear that there are people there because we were privileged to give them that gospel message? Amen? So the numbers are 888-281-1110, 888-677-9673. How much does your God, how much does your country, how much does your freedom, your children and grandchildren, how much do they mean to you? We're fighting to bring America back to one nation under God, and right now we need your help more than ever. 888-281-1110, 888-677-9673. Hal, tell folks how they can avoid that lake of fire and how they can get to glory.
Okay, it's very simple. You know, in John 10:10, the Bible says, "The thief cometh not, but to steal and to kill and to destroy." That's what this present administration running this country has done from day one. And we got to pray, we got to repent of our sins and ask God to save us. He can do it. He can. It's a small thing for him to destroy all the wickedness of from the White House on down to the most local level. He can do it. He can save us if we repent and get our hearts right. And that's where America stands right now. And, you know, but, you know, the worst things are going to come. You know, the Bible talks about the tribulation period after the rapture takes place, when it's going to make Adolf Hitler look like a Sunday school teacher. It's going to be so bad when the Antichrist starts reigning. But to escape all that is coming, Jesus Christ died on that cross and shed his blood to save us from our sins. God cannot let sin come into heaven. So what he did, he allowed Jesus to pay the payment on that cross and transfer your guilt and my son, so that when you by faith ask Jesus to come into your heart, being sorry about the fact you're a sinner and asking for his forgiveness, he'll come in. He wants to come in and save you. The Bible says that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. God loves you, but he hates your sins. And if you don't repent of your sins, you're going to end up letting your sins take you to hell, where God don't want you to have to go. But if that's what you want, he'll let you do it. Salvation is a free gift. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." If you could quit sinning right now and never sin again to the day you died, just the sins you've already done will keep you out of heaven. But when you come to God, you could be the worst sinner on 2 feet. But when you come to God with a humble, repentant heart and ask Jesus to come into your heart and give you the payment he paid in your place in full on that cross, he'll do it. It'll wash away every sin you've ever done and make you a new creature in Christ. That's what I'm asking you to do out there now today, tonight. You might be a very good person or you might be a scoundrel. But if you repent of your sins, whether they be few or many, and ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you, he'll do it. And Romans 10:13 tells you how. He says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Also, I want to say in Ephesians 1:7, "In whom we have redemption through his blood." In other words, when you ask Jesus to come into your heart, he takes his blood and washes your soul clean. And Jesus is the only one that could do that because his blood was the blood of God himself, completely sinless blood. No human being could have done that for you. So if you want Jesus to come into your heart, he hears me talking to you right now. He's knocking at the door of your heart right now, and he's asking you if you're willing to repent of your sin condition, ask him to come into your heart, he'll do it. So let me lead you in a simple prayer of faith, if I may. But even though we're praying together, it's directly between you and God. Okay, let's pray. Oh, dear God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I confess unto you that I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. And I need your forgiveness. I need the payment you paid for me on Calvary's cross. I need you to take your blood and wash me and make me a clean vessel. And I ask you right now, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and give me eternal life. Give to me the payment that you paid for me on that cross. And God, I just thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. And thank you for a home in heaven with you for all eternity in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'd like to say, if you prayed that prayer in a minute, 1 John 5:13 says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life." When he says believe on, that meant that you personally received, not just believed about, but believe on, okay, that you received him, that you may know, not think it, wish it, or hope for it, but that you may know. How can you know? Because God made you that promise, and God cannot lie. And I'd rather have God make me a promise than everybody in the world and everything, because God makes you a promise, you can bank on it. So go ahead, Pastor.
Well, that's why God cannot lie, because whatever he speaks comes about, you know, like the entire universe, right? And a lot of people, you know, again, the world just don't get it, do they? They just really don't. They just don't get what's about God. Anyhow, we're out of time like we always are at this time. And again, if you said that prayer, please let us know. We really want to know. And so we're coming up to that time where we're at every night when we say, what will we say? All right. We say good night. Say good night, everybody. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Say God bless. Okay, very important.
God bless
everybody. And say always. You ready? Now here you do it.
Keep
fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up, I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.